This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic Real English from the BBC.
大家好，欢迎来到 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目，我是冯菲菲。
And hello, I'm Rob. Hey, 菲菲, listen to this.
Okay, interesting. 你微波炉热的饭好了吗?
Yes, actually, but I wanted you to name that sound.
让我用英语描述这个声音。这是乒乓作响 ping 的声音。So what's that got to do with this program?
Well, we can use the word ping to describe something else.
I know that.单词 ping 原指乒乓作响或发出砰的响声，比如微波炉加热时间到了后发出 ping 的响声。但现在人们更多的用 ping 表示发邮件或发条信息。So if I ping you an email, I basically send you an email.
Exactly. And oh, someone's pinged me a text message. It says, "Let's have some examples, Rob."
Ah, that was me, Rob. Come on, then.
I need to know the details of the contract. Could you ping them over to me as soon as possible, please?
My friend's just pinged me to say she can't go out tonight. So I suppose I'll have to stay in and watch TV.
I'll ping you over the address of the party, and hopefully I'll see you there later.
这里是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。这次节目中教给大家的地道表达是用单词 ping 来表示发送邮件、发信息。And Rob, I'm going to ping you something.
Oh yes, what's that?
I'm going to ping you an email containing a recipe. 我要给你发个食谱。
A recipe? What would I need that for?
You need to start cooking some real food. You can't live on unhealthy microwave dinners.
Oh, right. And I'm pinging you a message right now. Send.
If you'd invited me for dinner, I wouldn't have to eat microwave dinners. Okay, Rob, I get the hint. How about tonight?
Great. But can you remind me where you live?
I'll ping you my address. See ya.
Don't forget. Bye.
Authentic Real English from BBC Learning English.